Hello, everyone. My name is Ninja Panisa. I work with Van Hack in the Success Team. And in today's episode, I am so happy to have as my guest, Adrian. He is from Philippines and he has a lot of experience with leadership. And it's just amazing like to hear from him and see like his journey. And now he's living in Toronto, which is like very different, right, Adrian? I know because
yes.
I came from Brazil, so it's very hot weather. It's like the culture is so different, but it's so amazing to see our Van Hackers just conquering the world. So welcome to this episode today, and tell me about yourself.
All right. Thank you, Ninja, for having me here. So my name is Adrian Iago, and I'm a software engineer for, I think, for almost 10 years already. I started 2013 as a junior Java developer.
Okay.
And then I started to work in a loan management background. I also work on background checks, a little bit of gaming, gaming software. Also, I implemented some payment solutions on that area.
Nice.
And mostly I work on enterprise software development. So I've been using Java as my main programming language on the back end, and on the front end, JavaScript, Angular, a little
Okay.
bit of Node.js. I have also that. And then as the technologies evolved, I also learned my way to some DevOps work, setting up Kubernetes resources related to development. Setting up some Ansible playbooks, and then Jenkins for the development pipeline. So had a bit of experience on the end-to-end cycle. So yeah, that's my experience as a developer.
No, amazing. Yeah, 10 years. It's just it's a life. It's a lifetime. Yeah. So important to kind of like build up your career. And as you said, you have like this back end experience and the front end experience. So I think it makes you a unique professional for sure. And let me ask you something about your journey with Van Hack, or with your, you know, job searching for moving to Canada. How was that?
Okay, so like around 2020, I've been wondering about trying to work abroad, you know, because I thought the IT improvements or the innovations abroad are more competitive, and I felt like I would improve further if I move abroad. And then since I started already with a small family, I was married 2020.
Okay.
Those combinations led me to think about Canada. So, and then I searched for ways to move to Canada. It was a very tedious process. What I read was there are so many options to get into Canada, and then I thought I wanted to simplify the process. I thought of maybe there is a way wherein I would just apply, and then the company would help me to move in.
Okay.
So I saw Van Hack in my searches, and then I thought, wow, this is so great, because I just need to take the exam, the background checks, and they would guide me. And the process with moving to Canada is not so simple. So that was really helpful, and that was like a motivation for me to apply to the Van Hack platform.
Great.
So I applied, like, I created my profile, then I jumped right away. I tried to apply for like 5 positions, Java and Node.js. And then
there are lots of like opportunities
yes.
for these particular stack. It's great.
Yeah. Yes. And then I was so eager. I joined the Van a conference, Van Hack conference. I think that was for 2021. Yeah, I joined that. I remember it was very late at night, but I stayed up. It was 3 days. I stayed the first 2 days,
yes,
just to, you know, acclimatize myself with the culture that I'm trying to to get into. And then
Oh.
it was not so easy to apply. The competition was great. The positions were really challenging. And then I tried to like apply 10 more. And then
Wow.
one of the companies, which is Jhana Group, one of the companies posted on VanHack,
Okay.
said that they are interested in my profile. So yeah, that's where it started. And then as they showed interest in my profile,
Okay.
I remember it, I took like a technical interview. So I really prepared because the questions were like theoretical and applied. So I had to study again my theories, the data structures, the stuff that we usually learn in college. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I heard that. I'm not in the technical side, so but I've heard that the technical interviews are very challenging, so it's important to prepare yourself and to just be aware of what it's going on. So it's nice to hear that you went through like the whole thing, like the whole steps. Did you do the English verification when you did your profile, and how was the English verification part?
Oh yes, so I remember one of the requirements was the English verification process. For me, being in the Philippines, we are used to speaking some level of English.
Okay.
So I was somehow prepared to do that, but
Perfect.
I was still practicing what I will say on my introduction. There was a
Okay.
template already provided by VanHack, which is great.
Yeah.
So I followed that and then build on top of that template. I tried to speak in front of the mirror because I
Yes, that's
commented.
amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I had
that's
to
what I
comment.
always say, like, because
Yeah.
like, we need to just prepare, but practice a little bit before, and then you'll be good to go. Like, it should be easy if you just prepare a little bit before the recordings.
Yes, prepare and mean what you say. It's just like a normal conversation on a different language. So a little bit of
Totally.
practice,
Yeah.
yeah, and you'll
Amazing.
get it.
And how is life in Toronto now? Like, what are you enjoying, and how is for you like to be living in another country?
Yeah, so when we arrived, I had my wife and son with me. I was excited. I felt like this. I felt the feeling of excitement and at the same time, the feeling of unknown, you know, it's a different
I
country.
know. I
Yeah.
know.
But I was at ease because I read about the Canadian culture that
Okay.
they're hospitable. I mean, they're welcoming. And then
Yeah.
so it provided me comfort that I'm not going to feel some hostilities
Oh,
or anything
yeah.
like that. So I felt at home. But we arrived winter, and at first I was enjoying winter. I arrived here. The first thing I did was to buy grocery. So yeah, so we will have food. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
And back home we had car, but here we don't have.
Yeah.
So I had to be creative, resourceful on how to look for the nearest store. We don't have internet, like internet provider. So it was like going back to zero again.
Yes.
I was walking without internet, so I had to pre-plan my
Wow.
the location that I'll go into. I use the Google Maps. There's The GPS still works without internet, so you have to really be creative.
Totally, totally.
Yeah, but unfortunately, after some time, we catch fever. Maybe because we were acclimatizing on the
Totally. Yeah,
winter,
I get it. It's so different, so it's yeah.
yeah. So,
I know what it feels like. It's so different. Yeah, it's so cold.
yes, but after some time, you'll get used to it. Just have to be aware of the cold and as well as the dry air. You have to be able
Yeah.
to prepare for that.
I'm in Vancouver, so yeah, I know that's a little bit different, but it's still super cold. But
Yes.
you don't have that bunch of snow that you guys have, so yes. Well, I think we are getting to the end here. I just wanted to thank you, Adrian. And if you just, share some tips or some advice for Van Hackers that are looking for a job in Canada, what would you be saying for them to them?
Okay, so a lot of people are asking me how I was able to get into Canada using the like the work permit path. I'm not exactly sure about the term, but it's the path
Okay.
we're in. You'll have an employer who will sponsor you. So I said to them that you really need to practice your craft. Sometimes we developers, senior developers, we thought we know already things, but when we're asked about theories, we're getting stuck, mind blocked. Like we wonder how certain algorithms work. So we really need to practice, take some time every day to relearn or to learn new things. Focus on the fundamentals and the practicality of using this in our work. So always think about that being simple, but being up to date. And then another tip for me would be don't give up. Apply and apply. I know it's very challenging. A lot of people are applying. A lot of people are competitive, qualified. So j don't give up, apply, but apply to jobs that are aligned with your skills. So, like for me, I didn't apply for full front-end work or DevOps work. It will just widen the things that you need to study. So yeah, be focused on the areas of your expertise, and I'm sure you'll get the right job for you. Because there's a lot of work to do, so eventually you'll get it. And then
I think the persistency is so important, because when you were saying like you started like your journey in 2020, and then you went to the Van Hack Con in 2021, so it's a long way until you get the job. Of course, like we have other examples that are like okay, 6 months or 1 year, but it's still it depends on how much effort do you are putting on into this process. So this is just amazing. Thank you so much, Adrian, for your time today and for sharing your thoughts, for sharing your experience with us. And I guess we'll talk soon. Bye
all
bye.
right. Thank you so much for having me, Nidia.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye bye.